I'm Jared Carpenter, and this is More Than Blockchain. Today is January 10, 2024, and today, Bitcoin ETFs were approved. Now, this is wild. This is crazy. But it's also something that we've kind of been expecting now for maybe a year, but to finally have it arrive is strange. It's almost like Christmas. You know it's around the corner, and then all of a sudden, it's after Christmas, and you're returning gifts. Well, the day has come and gone, and Bitcoin ETFs have finally been approved. And in order to celebrate this, I want to share a little bit about my personal experience with Bitcoin. Because for me, it's still surreal to think that Bitcoin has now been approved by the SEC, or the Securities and Exchange Commission, and has totally been dubbed by the traditional finance community as something that we should let more people have exposure to. This is a far cry from where it was even a year ago, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, definitely back in 2017 when I first got into Bitcoin. So let's go back to 2017 when I first got into Bitcoin, and I'll just share that story with you. In the summer of 2017, I found out about Bitcoin. And I can't really remember what it was. I'm not sure if it was an article I read or was a documentary or something I saw on YouTube or Netflix, but I remember feeling really impulsive and wanting to own Bitcoin. So it was a Saturday, and I was living in DC at the time, and I opened up my phone, went into Google Maps, and I put in Bitcoin. Now, Coinbase existed at the time, and I believed that I had created an account, but I didn't want to wait the 2 to 4 days or the week that it was going to take to go through the KYC and the AML. So I went ahead and put it into Google Maps, put in Bitcoin, and up popped a Bitcoin ATM. And I remember driving out to Maryland about 40 minutes outside of DC to a gas station where they had a TradFi ATM and a Bitcoin ATM. I remember taking $200 out of my account, US dollars, taking them out of my account, and then putting it into a Bitcoin ATM, and then scanning a QR code on my hot wallet that I just downloaded, and I'd written down 12 words, and I was learning about what a seed phrase was. And so when I first got into Bitcoin, it was at a gas station in Maryland. Now I'm living in South America, and I'm working full-time in Bitcoin, and Bitcoin has just been co-signed by some of the biggest, if not the biggest, financial institutions on the planet, including essentially the U.S. government. So for me, Bitcoin has come a long way. And even today, I know that there are still people that think it's a scam, it's a Ponzi scheme, it's all of these things, all of these FUD narratives, or fear, uncertainty, and doubt narratives that we often mention here on More Than Blockchain. But today is a big moment. Today, it has been co-signed by the biggest institutions on the planet. So I wanted to share that with you because if you've been in Bitcoin for a day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years, even longer, then you've probably had a similar experience of how maybe when you got into it is not where it is today. I got into it through a Bitcoin ATM in a gas station, and now it's going to be in people's 401ks, Roth IRAs, and pension plans, probably sooner than you would imagine. And so in this episode, I wanted to just take a moment for this moment. January 10, 2024 will forever be the day where those that owned Bitcoin before were pre-institution and those that own Bitcoin after will be seen as post-institution. At least I think that's the way it will be seen in 5 to 10 years when people look back on Bitcoin's overall trajectory. I posted recently that it's just another day in Bitcoin's global mass adoption, but the reality of it is this is a seminal moment in Bitcoin's global mass adoption. This is the moment where those that control things in the permission system have allowed a permissionless digital asset to start to play a part. Now, I know that this isn't Bitcoin that people will be buying should they choose to buy the Bitcoin ETF. It's a synthetic Bitcoin, but it's still going to allow them exposure into the highs and lows, and hopefully more highs than lows, once again, not financial advice, that Bitcoin has. And I think more people learning about Bitcoin and then buying it, even if it is a synthetic through the Bitcoin ETF, is an overall good thing. Because as we say in Bitcoin, if you can fix the money, you can fix the world. As always, please follow us on social media at More Than Blockchain. And if you enjoyed this episode, please go ahead and share it with a friend, family member, or colleague. Just go ahead and drop them the link. And no matter where you listen to the podcast, please go ahead and subscribe. Whether that's on a podcast platform like Apple, Spotify, or Amazon, or you're watching us on YouTube. Thanks so much for checking out this episode of More Than Blockchain, and I'll see you next time.